Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by State Senator Amy Sinclair to talk about the upcoming spring session. Beginning with this first session, you're about to get started for the year, and what are some of the key things that you will be focusing on?
Some of the key things I'll be focusing on are dealing specifically within education. I'll be chair of the Education Committee again, so that's where I'll spend the bulk of my time, education funding and the policy that goes along with that. You know, it's 55-ish percent of the budget, and so a lot of the work that I'll be doing will be focused there. I know that one of the big items that we'll be working on is an extension to the SAVE fund, which is the 1 cent sales tax that goes to school infrastructure improvements and property tax relief. That bill has been in the works. It passed the House last year with a 20-year extension, but also set up some parameters around property owner protections, if you will. There's a reverse referendum process. If the local people don't like a project that's planned by a school district, they can petition the board about it. It also sets aside more money off the top to go directly to property tax relief, as well as whatever local districts choose to put into property tax relief as well. So we're looking at that 20-year extension, and I think we'll see that moving forward. There were a few holdups last year, particularly around the property tax relief portion of it, but I think we're moving forward on that. Additionally, I see us moving forward with the regular school funding within that first 30 days of session. And included in that funding, I expect to continue eliminating the funding inequities, the differences between the state cost per pupil, and some districts have a much higher cost per pupil. We started the process of eliminating that last year by adding an additional $5 per student to the base state cost per pupil. I look for us to add another additional dollar figure to the base state per pupil this year, as well as continuing to fund for rural transportation equity. Those are a couple of the big items that I'll be working on. There are other smaller issues that are out there within education as well, and I'd be happy to talk about any of those that people are interested in.
Certainly health care, the insurance problems that the state has been facing, also going to be a big concern coming up during the session, correct?
Sure. We'll continue to look at the mental health project that we started last year with reforming our state's mental health system. A lot of the changes that were made will be implemented here over the next 2 to 3 years, and each of those we need to keep an eye on, make sure things are moving forward, make sure we're providing the relief for individual Iowans, as well as a relief to the whole system. We have instances of sheriff's deputies sitting in emergency rooms with patients for days on end because there isn't an appropriately leveled facility for those patients to go to. We've had stories of transportations occurring, driving 3, 4, 5 hours to get a patient to a facility only to find out the bed is no longer available. Those are the types of things we're hoping to eliminate in the changes we made to the system last year. So monitoring that progress is definitely going to be a big part of what we do this year and in the coming couple of years. Additionally, we look to expand on that mental health piece by looking at the child mental health system. When we speak with school administrators, their first item of concern, you know, take out funding, take out testing, take out all of that. Their first item of concern is meeting the mental health needs of their students. We've changed as a society from where we were, you know, 20, 30, 50 years ago, however far back you want to look at it. There are more and more extreme mental health needs that are facing younger and younger students, and we need to make sure that we're staying on top of that and addressing the needs of those students. And so I see child mental health as a logical next step to the reforms that we did last year within mental health. We also need to continue with the oversight to the managed care system. The governor has stated that she intends to keep moving down this path, and so we need to make sure that we're monitoring that providers are being paid, that patients are getting the appropriate level of care, and that we're doing the fiscally responsible thing for the state of Iowa.
Finding proper mental health facilities and proper care for the patients is vital, because there was a time when people in this situation didn't receive the proper care, and now our society is more geared toward providing them what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, before I ever ran for office, when I was a county supervisor, I was often asked about the funding of the mental health system. First and foremost, I don't want to be a part of a system that ignores the most fragile among us, of a society that ignores the most fragile among us. But on the flip side of that, I think that ultimately we either pay for it as a society. We pay for many of these issues within treatment, or we pay for it in incarceration. For me, treatment makes more sense.
Thanks to State Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.